Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Hello there. I don't know if you can hear me over all of the background noise, but you join us live on this podcast. We're bringing you the podcast live from Brazil 2014. Woo! Give me a... That's Matt there wearing just a tiny little bikini, thong string bikini, weirdly on his face. It's all the excitement over there. I can see Rio, we're going to cartoon Paris, I think that's what we're doing. And there's hooray! Vuvuzela, is that thing still?
That was the last one.
What is it now? I've got vanishing spray.
Stone Age and Child.
Yeah, don't rock these potato in the middle of his face. And of course, we're not in Rio. That would be ridiculous. We're not allowed to be there because it would be too expensive. Instead, we're in a cupboard here in XFM. And to bring you the least worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show podcast 2014. Charles, hello. Hi, Charles.
Hi, John.
Hi, Charles. What's Charles's intern? It's his job to badly edit the whole thing together.
Thanks very much.
You're a sterling job as well. What's in it?
I really almost swore at you.
Come on, it's fine. It's a podcast. We've only got to put an explicit note on it if you want to swear. Go ahead.
Be good.
Go on, let it out.
Come on.
All those
swear.
Months of
have a swear all pent up
it's fine
aggression come on
I edited it out anyway if I swear so there's no point
but badly edited out so you probably almost there's a great Charles got an abusive tweet the other day. Have you heard about this? Brilliant. Go on, tell us, Charles.
Not only do I have to put up with your laugh during the John Holmes podcast, now I have to put up with it in the Josh Widdicombe podcast.
Because Charles is working on the Josh Widdicombe podcast as well now,
yeah,
to further his experience. Did you badly edit that one as well, or is that? What's in it, Charles?
Stuff. I'm going to make something like a dick during the podcast.
I'm perfectly capable of doing that on my own. No need your help.
We discuss Matt's different news reading styles.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, weird that, isn't it, Matt?
Well, I think that's the headline thing to go to, is it? Come on. There must be something better than that.
It's a list.
Yeah. Start with the good stuff.
No, I'll work out.
Yeah, Matt presents the XFM Breakfast Show news in a certain way. But then at 10 o'clock, he gets all shouty. Well,
the reason is because it's pre-recorded in a separate studio, so the vibe is very different.
Oh, you pulled the curtain away.
The vibe. He's got a Josh stick.
Well, I do. I have Josh sticks.
What, Josh Widdicombe sticks?
Yeah. we talk office sweepstakes.
Yes.
Yep.
Again, you really are starting at the bottom. Yeah. Is there anything better than that?
Come on, sell it.
Matt sings about Nando's.
Oh, again, you're really not. Again.
Serge from Kasabian.
Serge, that's in the headline.
Yeah, and Serge from Kasabian.
Yeah, the best bit was cut out of that.
tell us more, John.
I'm not telling you anymore. I'm just saying it was.
No, it wasn't. That was the whole part. That was the whole interview from start to finish, live on Friday's show.
You can't lie to people. Anyway, what else is in it?
The Mr. Tembo song that we do. We talk about British values and we bring the guy to the World Cup as well.
What about Simon Pegg? Is he in it?
He might be in it, yeah.
Right. Doesn't sound like the best podcast we've ever had, does it? But you know, hell. Let's give it a shot. Here it is.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes on XFM.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. It doesn't get any better than this. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat.
Are we on?
There.
John Holmes.
When I am about to get on a journey, across the very fabric of nature.
Well, hello, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, the something of June, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock. I am John Holmes, and this is your core British value-packed XFM breakfast show. Coming up this morning, then, freedom, tolerance and respect for the rule of law, belief in personal and social responsibility, respect for British institutions, music from Kasabian and the Arctic Monkeys, probably. These are core British values and should be found on the curriculum of any school in Britain, and I think these will have the support of everyone in Britain, including those who have come to settle in Britain and make their home in Britain. Dave is demonstrating core British values by producing this morning. Matt brings us the core British values of news, sport and travel. Not the weather, obviously, as any regular listener will tell you. Matt's weather is valueless. I am John Holmes, and this is your Core British XFM breakfast show from Core British XFM.
The XFM breakfast show with John Holmes podcast.
So ideas we didn't do last week then. Let's start with Matt, I think, this morning. Matt, one of yours that we didn't do last week then, which...
Sweeter Hayne.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this was an idea where we get the MP for Neath and former Secretary of State for Wales, Peter Hayne.
Yes.
To discuss his favourite sugary foods. Perhaps he could have brought some samples in for us on Sweeter Hayne. Unfortunately, he's just announced that he'll not be standing as MP for Neath at the next general election, so we didn't think we'd bother, really.
No, it's not really worth it.
No, he's a bit of yesterday's man. We've got other food ideas potentially lined up, though, like Ed Doble's and Ian Dunkin' Donut Smith.
Both of which could still work.
Yeah, it's not the end of our food-based politics features.
No, certainly.
There will
it's very
be
much
more.
The beginning of it for me.
Hopefully.
Well, you know, watch this space, I say to staying with politics, of course, I wanted to go with It Ain't Over Till It's Gover, where we were going to strip Michael Gove, the Education Secretary, to the waist, forcing him to wrestle the Home Secretary, Theresa May, until blood is drawn. Repeated calls to their special advisers have gone unheeded. So, you know, again, watch this space, though, because they haven't said no, technically.
Would have made a great video as well, of course.
But a glanceable fun day for your little Twitter feed that you've got there. Yeah. Incidentally, I didn't mention earlier, if you want to see intern Charles being hammered in his testicles with tennis balls launched by me while blindfolded with a golf club, then at XFM on Twitter, Dave's just tweeted a link of that we did on Friday. Sorry, Dave. That's one of the ideas we did do, of course.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah. Dave.
Kink and You'll Miss It. Mainly due to a very tight budget here at XFM, we get the newly reformed rockers, the Kinks, to perform somewhere in London for just 1 second, though, as that's all XFM can afford, of course.
Yeah.
Again, an idea that was very close to getting off the ground. Didn't do this because after broadcasting the whole of Arcade Fire's gig on Saturday night at Earl's Court, it turns out we didn't actually even have the cash for the 1 second performance in the end either.
So that cleaned us out, really.
In fact, we're very much in debt from Saturday night's Arcade Fire. We're in the red, so apparently it was great, though, so...
Yeah, well, again, same with Matt. I mean, I had that idea, didn't I? Do you remember last week? Still the Juan. Do you remember that? Where we were going to get, we're going to hold a concert to commemorate the rule of the Spanish King Juan Carlos, featuring headliner Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Over and over singing Still the Juan, an adapted version of her Still the One hit.
Yeah.
Just on over and over again. But again, budgetary reasons, Dave. I'm still holding out for Nicole Kidman. Where we get Nicole Kidman to raise a baby goat. Can we get Nicole Kidman to raise a baby goat in a male human adult? Evolution says no.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Ross in Bedford has a question for us. Well, it's more of a question, I have to say, to our erstwhile news dog, Matt Dyson. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Good morning.
Ross in Memphis has a question, and he's only... And I mention it because it's a question I've been pondering myself at. And when I mentioned it to producer Dave here, Dave also agreed that he too had been pondering it.
Wow.
Ross in Memphis has sort of given it voice of the listener. And I don't think Ross in Memphis is the only person to have noticed this. But we demand answers, Matt. And here's the question. When you do the news on The Breakfast Show, you do it in a certain style. You do it in a sort of laid-back sort of style. Sort of
really?
Slightly disinterested. You know,
really?
I think so. I think a little bit, you know, this is happening. But then something happens, Ross points out. The actual question is, what does Matt take between 9:30 and 10 a.m. in the morning? That means that the news from 10 that he does on Ian Camfield's programme, he seems to be really into and overexcited about it. Even though it's the same news.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not noticed? Well, let me give you an example. From last Friday, D-Day, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you an example of your news bulletin at 8 a.m. Are you ready?
Right.
Join the breakfast show. Here it comes.
the Queen, David Cameron, and the leaders of France, America, and Russia are all going to be in Normandy later, along with 650 World War II veterans.
Nothing wrong with that, of course. That's getting the facts across in a very unique style. However, at 10 o'clock, you do this.
I'm Matt Dyson with your headlines, and the Queen, David Cameron, and the leaders of France, America, and Russia are all in Normandy this morning, alongside 650 World War II veterans.
It's fair to say you're more excited about it at 10, aren't you?
I was a bit more excited.
And Ross, this isn't just last Friday, this is every day, man. And Ross demands to know what you've been taking in the gap.
I think I just have a little break, and I realise that the news is actually more exciting than it is first thing in the morning. That's what happens. That must be what it is.
Are you sure? Because you do nip to the toilets, and I wonder if you're not mainlining some sort of snatogen drink.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
Give it, it has too much. Someone's giving you too much orange juice, aren't they?
He's a bit double manic. Drop those fizzy tablets in water. Yeah.
Is Camfield giving you a massage during his show or something that just perks you up a bit?
I think that would. I think that would relax him more. I think it'd be the opposite of effect. Yeah. Camfield's got very soft hands.
Yes.
He's good at the old massaging, isn't he? Yeah, the opposite effect on you, Matt, wouldn't it? But you must be excited to see Ian's little face.
Well, that must be it, yeah.
Staring at you across the desk.
Got a kick in my step.
Yeah. Sort of half heavy metal, half anger, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a normal look.
That must be it.
Let's have proof we're needed. Let's have another quick listen.
Queen, David Cameron, and the leaders of France, America, and Russia are all going to be in Normandy later, along with 650 World War II veterans.
Nice and relaxed there at 8 o'clock, and then here comes
I'm Matt Dyson with your headlines, and the Queen, David Cameron, and the leaders of France, America, and Russia are all in Normandy this morning.
Is it just because you want to go home?
Let's get this done. Yeah, I have it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So David Cameron then yesterday made a speech off the back of, well, he backed Michael Gove, really, and his issues with the curriculum at the Birmingham schools, the so-called Trojan horse Muslim extremist schools, the subject of a row between Theresa May and Michael Gove. And David Cameron came out and said, when asked, he said what he thought were the core British values, of course, and he said those core British values were freedom, tolerance and respect for the rule of law, belief in personal and social responsibility, respect for British institutions. Those were what David Cameron considered to be core British values that should be taught in any school, regardless of its faith or its no faith, its free schoolness, its state schoolness, its private schoolness. All of those, he said, were the core British values. And we think the list isn't long enough, frankly. I mean, he's got some of them in there, but I don't think any of us associate. If someone said, what are our core British values, I'm not going to go for tolerance and respect for the rule of law straight off the bat there. I think there's I think there are more British things out there. For instance, you know, the core British value of looking uncomfortable on any dance floor would be up there, I think, for me. So this morning we want core British values from you, please. More realistic core British values than any that David Cameron came up with yesterday. 1-8-3-9-3-6 Alex FM. Matt, what have you got?
Well, I think it's a core British value to just brainlessly watch TV talent shows like mindless drones being spoon-fed distraction from the high-waisted psycho killer of dreams while binging on anything that will give us type 2 diabetes.
And if that was taught in every school, I think, then I think most British people would want that taught in every school, because that would help our children grow up like the rest of us, wouldn't it?
Exactly right.
Core British value, John.
Exactly. Having an awful meal in a restaurant and complaining about it to your fellow diners, and then when the waiter comes over to ask how everything is, saying it's fine, it's absolutely fine. Yeah. It's fine. These are core British values. What have you got, Dave?
I think one core British value is the mandatory pessimism in the build-up to any international footballing tournaments, followed by a severe shift to blind optimism once said international footballing tournament actually starts.
Yes, yes. Core British values. Obviously, tutting at people
who push in front of you in a queue but not actually saying anything to them out loud. That's a core British value right there. It's an old one, but it's binge drinking on a Friday night in a town centre to the point of being sick in a bin. That's core British value.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM. How to skin a hazelnut.
There are two main methods. The old way involves toasting the nuts, wrapping them in a towel and then rubbing the skins off. The new method harnesses the power of baking soda and boiling water.
Thanks, Matt.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John
Hope.
Podcast XFM.
It may have escaped your attention. I don't know whether you're aware. There's some sort of World Cup. What have I got to call it again?
Hold on. Global footballing event.
I can't. There's a global footballing event on that we can't call by its proper name officially because of an email we got saying broadcasters who aren't particularly licensed to call it by that name can't use it. So we're not allowed to call it the Cup because anyway, but each day we will bring you forget the football, not important, right? What's important is the nations. You may not know much about the nations behind the teams, and that's where XFM can help. So it's not a guide to football. Oh no, this is a guide to the countries behind the flags. It's XFM's guide to the nations.
Brazil, home of the sprawling, unkempt wild foliage of the Amazon jungle, which is ironic given that it shares its name with a tidy lady part. The country plays host to the 2014 global footballing event, and the tournament will take place in 12 stadiums spread across the whole of the country, almost three of which may actually be finished in time. Brazil last hosted the global footballing event in 1950, the first time there'd been a global footballing event since France 1938, which ended when someone kicked the ball next door into Germany, which, when they went round to ask for it back, was the act that started World War II, because it broke Hitler's greenhouse. Coincidentally, various Nazis fled to Brazil after the end of the Second World War, with many making new lives for themselves as salsa dancers. In 2006, former Standartenführer Walter Rauf of the SS won Brazil's version of Strictly Come Dancing with his shoulder shimmies. Brazil are now the most successful national football team in the history of the FIFA Global Footballing Event, having won five championships. Their 2002 team contained Ronaldo, Rivaldo, and Ronaldinho, who only played together because manager Luis Felipe Scolari wanted to pick one of them, but had had three goes at spelling it on the team sheet. Historically, Brazil's most famous player was Pelé, who entertained crowds by keeping the ball in the air for as long as he could. And thanks to well-publicized medical advice, it's not the only thing he can keep up, and he still entertains crowds with that to this day. It is also now home to the world's largest garbage dump, or Iran's national team. And that is Brazil.
XFM's Guide to the Nation.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
22 minutes past 7 o'clock. And we are looking for core British values. This is XFM Breakfast. David Cameron announced his yesterday. Freedom, tolerance, respect for the rule of law. Belief in personal and social responsibility, respect for British institutions. But what are the true British values? 83936 at XFM on Twitter. Apologising for not smoking when someone asks, have you got a light, mate? Says Johnny and King. So he goes, no, I'm really sorry I don't smoke. I'm not really sorry I don't smoke. I just say it.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Claiming tolerance and fairness are core British values whilst reading the Daily Mail without ever appreciating the irony.
To look confused, says James, when the barman says, who's next? And nobody at the bar, including you, will step forward. Also, walking slowly behind someone that you can't get past. As opposed to crossing over the road or something else. Mm. Core British values, one and all.
And only talking to anyone in public, on public transport, when you're drunk, says Phil in Redhill.
These are all core British values. Standing in a queue that clearly says you need 10 items or less. With 11 items.
Yes.
And also, I have a problem with the core British value of getting the grammar wrong on the signs that say 10 items or less, when it clearly should be 10 items or fewer.
Yes.
Not less, supermarkets, not less. 10 items or less. No, 10 items or fewer. Fewer than 10 items.
Another core British value is the need to top your friend's story of how well their kids are doing with an exaggerated account of your own children's endeavours, even when they've all got asbos. Says Anon.
And Dan says we should all celebrate and be proud of the core British value of every time a waiter drops a plate or a glass in a restaurant, we all, together as one, go...
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast XFM.
We're about to go into our record of the week, by the way, which is Mr. Tembo by Damon Albarn. And Mr. Tembo, of course, as we learned, is a little baby elephant, isn't it, Matt? A little elephant.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely quote from Damon that said when he played this song to the baby elephant, the elephant just pooed itself. So, you know, I don't think I've ever had a record of the week before that's made an elephant poo itself. So for that reason alone, it's worth picking.
True.
And a jaunty little tune it is. But it does contain a moment when Damon appears to sort of give up with lyrics and just list things he can see out of the window, or things or words he's heard of.
Yeah,
in
I think
no
he's
particular
like on the train going out to Essex or something.
Yeah, going back home.
Just says what he can see.
Just up to Colchester.
Yeah,
and just going out of London. He's just going, oh, I've got to finish this song. I don't know what to write. I'll just
rap it.
I'll just you know, on the train, he's just idly glancing out the window, and he just writes down. Oh, what's that? That's the logistics, haulage, golf, bungalows, spires, canals, cow. Hay bales. I mean, I presumably did this over a period of time. You're not going to get necessarily logistics, golf, bungalows, cows, canals, and hay bales in, you know, the space of a minute.
Well,
maybe together.
You would.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends what line
trains
it goes.
Moves pretty fast these days.
But then you can see what he did. He got bored with that. Looked up and went telegraph wires, pylon power, farmhouse over, chimneys. Still used.
Nice bit about the chimneys.
Yeah.
Like.
Stone, satellites. He saw satellites. I'm guessing the dishes, football pitches, faded flags,
lots of dogs. Lots of dogs.
And a neon cross on the top of a block of flats. And a church, not as usual. That's, it's like when what's his name? Elbow. You know, thingy.
Guy Garvey went
to New York.
Yeah.
And just wrote down what he could see in that New York song. Rivets. Bridges. What's this new trend of songwriters? If one of these people gets the Mercury Music Prize, I'm going to be very angry. Just writing down what you can see. Anyway, we'll play. If you haven't heard it before, do enjoy. This is Mr. Tembo, the song that made a baby elephant poo itself, with a list of things that Damon can see in it near the end. It's our record of the week, Sal.
In Chile, can I sing with you? About Mr. Tembo. What?
Good God, man! Have some heart in you, will you, please? All right. I'm trying to run this expedition in a decent manner.
Logistics, haulage, golf, bungalows, spires, canals, cows, hay bales, telegraph, wires, pylon power, farmhouse oak, chimneys, still used, domes, satellites, football pitches, faded flags and lots of dogs, neon cross on top of a block of flats and a church, not as usual.
It's just a list. It's a list of things you can see, Damon. I love this. I love this song.
It's great.
It's happy.
It's one of the songs of the year.
It is. So we thought we'd... how difficult can it be to write a Damon Albarn-based song, eh? How difficult, really? It's just listing things you can see. So what we thought we'd do yesterday, we thought we'd get Matt to have a go at channeling his inner Damon by just saying things he could, singing things he could see. And he wrote this, didn't you, Matt, in a popular chicken restaurant?
Yes, I did.
Okay, here we go.
I'm trying to run this expedition in a decent manner.
Chicken wings, chips, Prego steak rolls, spicy rice, peri peri sauce piles on heat. A discarded toasted pita, pop chewed hummus, coleslaw, macho peas, perinaise, unlimited pop, and lots of sweet potato mash with lemon and herb. Not as usual.
It's easy. You just sit there with a pen and write down what you can see in front of you. It's easy.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Cast your mind back to the last World Cup, that of 2010, when a spooky haunted octopus managed to correctly predict the outcome of matches. Sadly, the octopus died, seemingly not able to predict its own demise. However, we channel its spirit now on XFM, and indeed every day of the tournament, as Simon Pegg joins us in the role of the octopus, let's call him an octopeg, to predict outcomes for you. Tomorrow night, England play Italy. This morning, Pegg predicts.
Pegg predicts. Simon Pegg, the global footballing event 2014. The XFM Breakfast Show. Peg predicts on XFM.
Italy.
What? Peg predicts on XFM.
Peg. Peg has gone for Italy. Only time will tell whether the Pegtopus is correct.
He's on the attack here, and he goes for goal himself!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. Music news.
Music news. Matt's got the music news.
Yes, I have.
Music news comes courtesy of Matt's face.
And a skeleton suit clad Serge from Kasabian was on the XFM Breakfast Show earlier. A show it turns out he tunes into every morning.
Pre-fade that.
That's not what I thought it was going to be.
So what happened there was that Matt went to play a bit of the interview with Serge without previously editing the track where he tried to get it onto his play out system.
I did it on site there. And
so what you got there was me in the background saying, oh, if I pre-fade that, you can record that, just as we did on there then. Should we do it?
Pre-fade that.
Except we don't swear here. There he is. This is the actual clip. There we go. I'll edit it on air. I think that's the best way to do these things.
Go on, edit it down.
Here he is talking about how much he loves the show.
We listen to you in the morning, me and my boys, mate.
Yeah.
It's good, man, yeah. I figure, you know, it's not a bad start, you know. There's some good tunes on this channel, you know what I mean? It's not, you know.
We don't play no rubbish.
That's what I mean, and I fear, like, the One Direction lunchbox more than anything else in my life, mate. So I'm just trying to, you know, sort of make sure that he knows what's real. Well, they both know what's real.
Yeah. There's good tunes, but sloppy editing.
He hates the editing.
I hate the editing.
He's never been a fan of the editing on the music news segment. That's what he went on to say.
The best bit about that was Dave's face when you started playing that out, because obviously that was recorded off air, you know, where we normally swear.
Yeah.
And Dave was just going, he's just sitting back in his chair, physically recoiling in case that was about to happen on air.
Just how you were very casually just said, well, there might be some swearing in this, but let's see what happens.
No, let's not see what happens.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
Good morning. This is XFM Breakfast, of course.
My name is John Holmes, but it's another name we're concerned with now, as we're joined, very pleased to be joined, only by Serge out of Kasabian. Good morning to you, Serge.
Good morning, mate.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good. Yeah, thanks for asking. It's very polite of you. You were brought up well.
I was, mate. We listened to you in the morning, me and my boys, mate.
Yeah?
It's good, man, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like that.
I figure, you know, it's not a bad start, you know. There's some good tunes on this channel, you know what I mean? It's not, you know.
Yeah. We don't play no rubbish.
That's
Serge.
What I mean, and yeah. I fear, like, the One Direction lunchbox more than anything else in my life, man. So I'm just trying to, you know, sort of make sure that he knows what's real. Well, they both know what's real.
Yeah. When a Kasabian lunchbox is coming out?
They're in the process of being made now, mate, yeah.
It's the next logical
step. A flask as well.
With your face on?
Yeah.
I'd like to drink out of your face. That sounds wrong.
It's a bit early for that.
It's a little bit, yeah. So look, Glastonbury headlining then. This is, that's no small beer, is it?
Mm.
So what can we expect?
I mean, Because, like, the history, I mean, we were first on, like, 10 years ago on the Friday. Now we're sort of last on the Sunday. It's sort of the greatest thing ever, so we're just going to hit it as hard as we can, you know?
That's the only thing to do, of course. Have you planned what the set, have you got set list yet?
Yeah, it's taken.
You've done it, okay.
Mate, it's taken, I mean, from the first rehearsal back, we were you know, already thinking of the set. It's like we were working up to that moment.
Well, that's the thing. You've literally lived the dream, as you were saying. You were one day. When you were back in the old days, we've just been talking about this, packing. What was your job? Packing
Tia Maria.
Tia Maria in a box.
Yeah, you just had to put three chocolates and a bottle in a box over and over again. It was hardcore.
Did you get free Tia Maria at the end of it?
You know,
as much as you can drink.
You drop, you know, you're like, ah, oh, it's damaged, you know, so you could have a little nip every now and again.
Album length, right? Let's talk, because that's the name of the album everyone knows is 50. Of the album. Did you know this? If you put it into iTunes, right, it comes up with a different time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I promise you, like, the amount of trouble, the amount of time and effort it took to get the CD correct.
I'll bet, yeah.
I mean, it was insane on every level. I mean, I decided on the name and the length before I finished the record, which was...
So you had to bring everything in to match the...
I don't even know what. I mean, wow. I fell in love with the number, and then I decided to... certain songs were made shorter, there was choruses cut out. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's a rod to your own back right there.
Exactly. Yeah. So on that level, I went to those lengths. So you have to trust me on this. The CD, the master CD, is perfect.
It is, exactly. I know. Yeah.
Now... iTunes have their own way of dealing with...
It's all to do with the gaps, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. They have their own system, which is obviously wrong. we can't do anything about it, which is a real shame. It took us forever, you know. It was in complete insanity. I'll never do it again, I promise.
Yeah, you've got to... The next one, I want a really even more specific number.
Don't.
Just make it work so hard. We're going to take a break for some music, Serge. Do you mind hanging about a bit for us? And we'll just keep chatting.
No problem.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Here's Dave rapping about what he can see.
Fred, you take those lions off the side of the boat. Good God, man, have some heart in you, will you please?
All right.
I'm trying to run this expedition in a decent manner.
Benches, fountains, tourists, sugars outside Yates's, crap caricature artists, Shakespeare's statue, centuries old, the smell of sick, fag butts, still used, brass, drunks, rude Londoners, union flags and lots of bogs, well two, scaffolding, hotels, a Wetherspoons pub, an XFM, not as usual.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
I mentioned this earlier, I'll say it again. The World Cup, sort of, I don't care about football or know anything about football. I have no interest in football, and I've had to sit here listening to Matt and Dave banging on about it, the statistics and the matches and the people and the kind of boots they have or something, and what the ball's made of. And it's very dull. But it's weird, the World Cup, I think, because I do find myself sort of getting... I'll watch an England match during the World Cup. I won't watch, I don't support a team, I'm not interested as well. You know, Matt, when you read the sport, I stare at you like you're speaking an alien language. Yeah. But the World Cup, when England, I don't know who any of the players are, but I realise it's a thing. And what I like, I'll tell you what I like about it. It's like Christmas, because it's a sense of community, isn't it? What it is, it brings, you know, everybody, more or less, the nation as one is doing the same thing at the same time.
Yes.
And sitting down and watching a match and drinking heavily.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that community, that community feeling that it gives us as a nation. So I like that side of it. So that's why I joined in with the office sweepstake. Yeah. Because I thought that would give me an extra thing to do, to share, and so I get another team
a little bit more interest,
to get behind, make a little bit more, exactly. And plus there was money involved as well, obviously. Many offices have done sweepstakes, of course, so I chucked my fiver in and gave it a shot. I got that. And it was a waste of money is what it was, even before it started, it's fair to say, because I got Ghana. That's the worst team. Is that? I mean, I didn't know anything about them, but by the look on everyone's amused face when it got pulled out of the hat thing. I'm guessing, Matt, they're not very good.
Well, you never know. You never know. That's the beauty of the game, isn't it? That's the beauty, the beauty of the game, really, isn't it? But, yeah, they're not the best. I don't think they're the best African team at the World Cup, but, yeah.
Are they the worst team at the World Cup?
Well, they've got, like, SEN plays for them, don't they? Asamoah Gyan.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
Played their train in the Premier League.
Yeah, the Premier League, yeah.
Bearing in mind there's 32 teams in the World Cup.
Yes.
Ghana are ranked 37th in the world.
What?
Yeah.
What does that work?
Well, I don't know how that works, but that's
who did
that's
you get,
a fact.
Who did you get, Matt?
Well, I got Greece, which is just, I think it's pretty equal.
That's laughable.
It's equally as bad, that. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't paid my money yet, so maybe I'm just going to not bother.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. No, that's not the sweepstakes rules.
Because it's Greece, I want an EU bailout. I think everyone should pay for me.
Who's got Germany should come in and pay for you. I guess what I've said.
Yeah.
What did you get, Dave?
France.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy with France.
Yeah,
you never know with them.
I noticed our boss, our big boss, like the top of the tree, got Brazil. Did you notice that? Yeah. How did that happen?
Yeah.
He's the Sepp Blatter of this organisation.
He's nothing. Really is.
He's corrupt, is what he is.
He is.
He's bunged the drawer.
Yeah.
Some cash to get that.
It's dodgy, isn't it, really?
Anyway, we put if you are disinterested largely in the World Cup, and we appreciate that you probably are, much like me, we've just put an XFM Breakfast Show drinking game to help you through it on Twitter. If you'd like to find that at XFM, I think it's... I think there's some sage advice and some sage appropriate drinks to go with it. It's 5 to 9. We'll do the inappropriate X list next. Calm down.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
As I switched on the television yesterday afternoon, and appropriately enough, on came Matt, Mr. Tumble. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of Mr. Tumble's work, of course. I mean, I know you are, but for those that aren't, Mr. Tumble is a CBeebies programme in which the humorous fat character of Mr. Tumble...
Who looks a lot like Justin from Justin's House.
A little bit, yeah, it has to be said. I don't know that they're the same person.
No, go ahead.
Talks to... it's a signing programme for special needs children, and he signs at them, doesn't he? Mm. I think he frightens them, if I'm honest. But they seem to like it, and that's fine. But I watched it because it's a good programme, isn't it? It's a very good programme. If you've not seen it...
Is it, really?
It's called Something Special, Dave.
All right.
Yeah, and it is special, and it's Mr... Anyway, so what I did was watch that, and because I could see it, I made my song about that.
Nice, good.
Yeah, and I also changed the sample at the front of the clip.
Oh, he's gone to town.
Here we go. Daisy,
give me your answer to...
Mr. Tumble.
Oh, I'm off crazy for the love of you. Why then?
Children, telly, clown, amusing potatoes, schools, CBeebies, funny fat man, tumble, tap, happy faces, funny dancing around a bush, still used, Polly, Suki, baby tumble, Grandad Tumble, and lots of characters. Various clips of children having fun and Justin Fletcher himself, not as usual.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
What do you make of... There's been a lot of talk of Metallica's appearance at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
What's your take on it?
They're a huge band. They'll bring a show, you know, like... And, I mean, I think in a lot of ways... I mean, it's a different thing to Jay-Z situation, but in the same way, there are a lot of people that are not having it or whatever, but they'll do what they do. I mean, and I'm sure it'll be interesting, I'm sure.
Yeah, what I'm hoping for, secretly, is that, because sometimes at these big events, of course, bands sort of peer with each other a bit. Mm. A bit of Kasabian-Metallica crossover. Is that going to be on the cards? Come on.
We're playing the night after, so I think we'll save it for that.
Yeah, okay. Get them to come on stage with you. You're closing the festival. That's the big gig. Come on.
Yeah.
Very quick, final question. England and Italy tomorrow. You have the ancestral Italian gene, Serge, yet brought up here in Blighty. Italy versus England. You're obviously a big football man. Where'd you launch? What are you thinking?
I wouldn't be allowed to... My old man wouldn't let me. I mean, England were ever on the telly, you know, from 82.
the year we won the World Cup. So I was sort of, I've an Italian shirt forever, so. Yeah. And, I obviously took some stick at school, obviously with a name, with a name like mine. So, obviously I want Italia to win, but on the same hand, if they don't go through and England go through, then of course I want England. My best pals, massive England fans.
Yeah.
But we'll be watching it in Poland in separate sides of the hotel.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Listen, it's been lovely having you.
Thanks.
I always like talking to you.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. XFM's guide to the nation.
Italy, home of Michelangelo, Raphael, Donatello, Leonardo, Splinter, and April O'Neil, the newsreader, is a country which loves its football. Italians love football so much, the landmass itself has evolved into the shape of a massive shoe kicking a ball. By comparison, Britain has warped into the shape of a fat bloke sitting down and watching something going on in Ireland, itself a metaphor for mid-90s Eurovision song contests. Tomorrow night, England take on Italy in what is very much seen as a grudge match. A chance for Italy to gain retribution for that interview Paxman did with Silvio Berlusconi. And with organised crime representing the biggest segment of the Italian economy, whatever the outcome of the match, the England team should get back to their hotel room to find enough horse meat in their beds to keep them in supermarket quality beef burgers until 2018. Italy has been home to some of the most forward-thinking scholars, artists, and polymaths in history. There was Leonardo da Vinci, who paved the way for the helicopter, Galileo, who paved the way for modern astronomy, and Machiavelli, who paved the way for Alistair Campbell. The capital of Italy is Rome, one of the oldest continuously occupied cities in Europe, so God only knows how long their version of the mousetrap has been running. Rome is also home to Vatican City, a walled enclave within Rome, which is the smallest internationally recognised independent state in the world. As such, Vatican City has its own international football team, but it isn't very good, possibly because for some reason there's a real reluctance for parents to sign their kids up to the youth team. Of course, for England fans, Italy and football will inevitably bring back memories of the 1990 global footballing event in which England lost to West Germany on penalties in the semi-final of the tournament. In that game, Gazza cried, and Gary Lineker tried to cheer him up by offering him some fried chicken, a few cans of lager and a fishing rod. Something which clearly stayed with Gascoigne. And that is Italy!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And now come not hounds of love, but the dogs of showbiz war. Cry havoc, let slip the showbiz tossip this morning as Matt once again scours the chaff news desk, bringing us the stories that aren't news but somehow fill the newspapers. Matt, what's damaged your eyes this morning?
Well, it's Monday morning. I mean, we all remember our old friends T-Boz and Chili. Remember T-Boz and Chili?
T-Boz and Chili.
Wasn't
no, don't tell me.
It
don't
wasn't
say.
A comic strip. T-Boz and Chili.
Low-rent solicitors?
They were. No, they were members of TLC.
TLC.
The late Lisa Left Eye Lopez, I do believe.
Your knowledge of this is...
TLC knowledge serves me correctly.
What was one of their songs?
Anyway, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Oh, the one about the waterfalls. Yeah. I quite like that.
Yeah.
Scrubs.
Scrubs. I don't want no scrubs. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
You do.
I didn't know the one about the waterfalls.
Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, T-Boz and Chili.
They
never actually heard from them when the band was still going, but now they're everywhere now. T-Boz
and Chili.
Because they've been talking about Rihanna always being semi-naked. On an Australian chat show, T-Boz and Chili said, "We became the biggest selling girl group of all time with our clothes on, and that says a lot. It's easy to sell sex. We could go around with our booby cakes out all day long."
Booby cakes. Booby cakes. Booby cakes. I've not heard that. I like that.
T-Boz and Chili and their booby cakes.
Wow.
Wow.
Good.
They've got a valid point, though. I like it.
Well, you say that, Matt, but Riri has... I think you'll find that Riri has hit back, because what Riri did when she knew that T-Boss and Chili, she had said this. She found a picture of T-Boss and Chili with their booby cakes out back in the day. And Riri then set that as her Twitter picture.
Did she?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Of T-Boz and Chili's cakes.
T-Boz and Chili.
As if to say, girl.
Actually, yeah, you did.
Like rappers say, don't they? Girl. Like that. T-Boz and Chili are yet to comment.
They may eat their own booby cakes.
They're humble booby cakes. I've seen the photograph. There's nothing humble about them, if I'm brutally honest.
I suppose Instagram wasn't around at the time for the TLC girls, was it? They couldn't do it every single hour of the day posting.
Sex sells, Matt. It's one reason you and I both do this show topless ourselves.
And long may Rihanna continue to sexualise our youth. Well done, you Rihanna. We all bow down to you. You're brilliant. And Justin Bieber has been baptised in a bath. That's all I need to say.
Baptised or held under feet.
End all the racism stuff, because he's been baptised in a bath. So there we go. End off. He's okay now.
Is that what you do? That's what we need to do.
Cleanse him. He's been cleansed. He's no longer a racist.
I'm sure there's some details of this story, but we don't care or want to know. It doesn't matter.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So, it will come as no surprise to you, though, if you know Matt at all, that he couldn't even get that right.
It's quite hard to do the timing.
I don't know, is it? Damon makes it look easy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Naturally, we've got the outtakes of Matt cocking it all up. Here we go.
Ready?
Chicken wings, chips. I thought you said 53. Oh, right, 53 on the yellow. Right, okay. A discarded toasted pitta, still chewed. That was close. Anyway, I've got to put hummus in there or something. Chicken wings, chips, hummus, No, I've got it wrong. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work with hummus. God. Cheese and pineapple on top with lemon and herb, not as usual.
that's your mind's going as not as usual.
That's because I don't normally go for lemon and herb.
Why are you clarifying it?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
And that was the least worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show. It wasn't too bad, Charles. You got some stuff in there, didn't you, I suppose? You know. Why don't you give us some Josh Widdicombe stuff? Put that in there. Bolster it up a bit. Fact that you work on both of them. Yeah, so, just tack it on. In fact, just stick it on the end now.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
We're getting more fainting texts.
Great.
Yeah. The only time, this is from Paul W. Doctor. The only time I fainted was after sucking helium out of a balloon at the opening of a branch of Shoe Express. Such a vivid picture you paint there, Paul W. Doctor.
Music.
Music
that rocks. XFM.